cleansing flood.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Which one do you
like? Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
This one?
All right. Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, working. I just wanted them to choose something. Let them feel like they are the one preaching or something. Amen. To God be the glory. Victory in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Let me look at the time. I promise you guys I won't be taking too much long in preaching. If the anointing comes, allow me to preach. If it doesn't come, still allow me to preach. Amen. Amen. Whichever way, the Lord is in control and is good. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the precious victory we have in Christ Jesus. About his healing, about his cleansing power, how he made even the lame to walk and caused the blind to see. Oh, you are God that can heal the broken spirit. And Father, through your grace, you have given us victory, even in Christ Jesus. Father, anybody here this morning, that come in here with burden in their heart, lift them up, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Anybody here this morning, Lord, that will cry out unto you for help, Father, remember them at this hour in the name of Jesus, that your name might be glorified. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Our message this morning, which will be try to be direct to the point, is, and having done all, and having done all to stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And having done all to stand. Let us quickly open the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. Exodus chapter 14. Hallelujah. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He bought me and he sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. Amen. Let us read quickly. And Moses said unto them, people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians, whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Join me and say to your problem today, you problem that is Egyptian, I have seen now, I will see you no more in Jesus' name. The problem that you see today, the hindrance you see today, say, I will see you no more in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'll teach you the secret of achieving such great feat and deliverance through God's grace. The title of the message again is, and having done all to stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to remember these two words, doing all, and then taking a stand of faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What do you do when you have done all you can in a situation? When you have left no stone unturned, what do you do? Hallelujah. When you have done everything you can do, and I've made so many people say, Pastor Emmanuel, I have tried everything I can on this situation. Maybe it is my marriage. Maybe it is my life of my children. Maybe it is my business. Maybe it is my health. Maybe it is people who are after me, or people that have wronged, or whatever it is. You say, I have done everything I can. I know to do. I left no stone unturned. What do I do from now on? I've exhausted all my options. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible says, and having done all to stand. That was in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, 13 to 17. We get there later on. And having done all to stand. Now, this starts to tell me that maybe we just not have done all according to the will of God. Maybe we have done all according to our own ability, according to our own senses, according to what we thought that we should do. But Bible said that even when you thought or you have done or somebody have taught you and you did everything you can do, and I know there are many people in that situation sitting here in this place this morning that are at a point they say, I don't know what else to do. I've done everything I can. And the situation is not improving, it's not becoming better. What else can I do? The Bible says, and having done all, to stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When, like the children of Israel, there is a deadly desert in the north and south of you. The Red Sea is to the east, and the army of destruction, that is Pharaoh's army of destruction, is on the behind. You are troubled on every side, left, right, front, and back. The situation is such that even the strongest of hearts may tremble against such odds. Yet, God's admonition is for you to take a stand, for you to stand still, having done all. Being between the devil and the deep blue sea, as the coined phrase says, is not where the children of Israelites want to be. They will rather have a clear path with no hindrance or obstruction compared to what looks like an insurmountable mountain or circumstances before them. But that is exactly where God wants them to be, that they may behold the salvation of God. Amen? That situation you find yourself in that is like, oh, don't know what else to do. It may be that Lord God has allowed you to go there that you may behold the salvation of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you are faced with what could be called a hopeless situation, you must take a stand in faith to behold the salvation of God. For only through a miracle can your deliverance come at this juncture. You've done everything humanly possible. You've given it your all. You left no stone unturned. You've consulted, you prayed, you sought, you did everything, yet you are not seen. Then it is time to take a stand in faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For only by miracle and through God's utmost deliverance can your salvation come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thanks be to God, who is our refuge, a very present help in the time of trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Who has invited all who labor and are heavy laden, saying to them, come, and I will give you rest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, God called the children of Israel out the house of bondage. And they had some victories when Pharaoh was getting his punishment and stuff. And one day, Pharaoh couldn't take it again and say, I can't deal with you guys again. Get out of here. Take your children. Take your baggage. Take your money. In fact, they were borrowing money from everybody. That's the kind of money you borrowed that never returned. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because they are not going to see them again. They hope they will never see them again. They got to a point in this journey that they suddenly find themselves in a situation they didn't thought they would be in, with God leading them. Before them is what? The Red Sea. Behind them is what? Egyptian with swords and chariot and army to slaughter all of them. To the left and right of them is desert that is a dry land that no human being can survive in. They are hedged around with troubles. Just like many of us are hedged around with troubles. Just as many of us are surrounded by what could be considered an insurmountable circumstances. And they cried unto God and said, what have you done? What is going on here? You are leading us. You are the one guiding us. But here is where we find ourselves, in the middle of nowhere, with no help. And we are about to be slaughtered. They didn't have any ship to cross the ocean. And even if they had ship, how many ship do you need to carry about 1 million people or so? They have their little ones. Their everything is there. They look behind, no way. They look forward, no way. To the left, no way. They looked, and Moses cried unto God. And God gave them two distinct commandments that is a little, even to the strongest of hearts, a little hard. And God gave them two commands and one word of promise or deliverance. One, do not fear. How are you going to tell me not to fear with somebody about to kill me behind an ocean before me? But that is the commandment of God. Now tell me, how can you be in this situation and not be afraid, humanly speaking? It's a tall order, very hard. But that is what God says. Say, do not fear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I see many of us at times we get into this fear and it paralyzes us. You get jittery, watery leg and stuff, and you start to shake, and you don't know. You can't even, as it's been a story of people, their house is burning because they are so paralyzed, they took a broom and ran out or whatever. They forget even that because they are not in control of their senses. Now, when you are feared, when you are afraid, when you are walking by fear, it shows that you have no trust in God. Fear, to achieve this, you cannot focus on the situation or in your ability. You must transfer everything back to God's hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Two, another command that is a little hard for any human being to do. Say, do not fear, but do what? Stand still. No running to the left, no running to the right, no looking up, no down. Now, that stand still, as we explain later, it means more than just standing one place. It means complete, unquestionable confidence in God that he is able to deliver and he will deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Complete, unquestionable confidence that God is able to save this situation. This situation that is so hopeless that people have told me there's nothing you can do about it. This situation that is so hopeless that I've given years of my life trying to resolve it. I have prayed. I have fasted. I've gone to the prophet, to pastors, to whatever. But God is saying it is time to move all the attention from man and put your focus on God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is a very present help even in the time of trouble. We put too much attention where we shouldn't. We put much emphasis on the ability of others, our own ability. Let me do this. And that is in the nature of man. If your house is on fire, you can't sit still. But God is saying, take a stand of faith. If I have time to give you several testimonies at the end of this message, you see that God is actually doing the same thing now. When you decide I'm not capable, I admit my inadequacy. I'm not adequate to do anything. I must rely and completely put my trust in the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we say here, this being standing still, say, indicates that you are placing your deliverance totally in God's hand. It is hard to stand still when trouble surrounds us, because it is in our nature to do something, to put out the fire that is burning around you. But the command of God is one. What is the first command? He said, do not fear. Can somebody repeat with me? Do not fear. And second, what does he say? Stand still. And then the promise. Then you shall see my salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this juncture, when you do not fear and you stood still in faith, in confidence in God, then you shall see the salvation of God. When my situation at any point in my life, I knew and I come to conclusion that Emmanuel, all your thinking ability or whatever you think you have fails. Nothing gonna work here. And I know, and I know, and I know that it will take a miracle, and Emmanuel has no ability to conjure a miracle. I have no ability to produce a miracle. You have no ability to produce a miracle. Who is able to give you a miracle? Who is able to give you a miracle? Who is able to give you a miracle? When you reach a point that you know that it is only by a miracle that this situation can be solved, then it's time to unwind. It's time to come to that point of relaxation and inner peace that even a mountain cannot move. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because it's out of your hand. You are wasting your time. There's nothing else you can do. When you come to a point that you know it is only a miracle that will deliver you, then take a stand of faith in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's quickly go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. We read 12 and then we read 17 and 22. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We see a similar situation. A king of Israelite by name Jehoshaphat. You know, at times everything is at peace and suddenly trouble come knocking. He got a messenger saying, you are surrounded. The children of Moabites, the children of Ammonites, and Mount Seir come against you to war. And he said, three nations coming against the small Judah. I say, yes. And Jehoshaphat called immediately a fasting to pray. And in that fast, he did something we need to do when we are facing a hopeless situation, when we're giving it all our all, when we tried everything we think we can do. He confessed that he has no might against this army that came after him. So let's read verse 12. Said, he said, oh, our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. That's the first key I want you to understand. What did Jehoshaphat just do now in this confession? He said, I have no might. We have no power. On our own, there is nothing we can do against this company, nations that has gathered against us. Neither know we what to do. You know, does that sound familiar? When you don't have any power over the situation, when you don't know what to do, you have no solution. This has to be what? What did I say? It has to be what? A miracle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But he said again, but our eyes are upon who? Thee. Three key words I want you to notice here. He admitted his inadequacy. He admitted he doesn't know what to do. There's no time for patching it up again. There is no time for fixing this situation. I don't really know what to do, Lord. I don't know what else to do. I can't do anything again. It has to be you. And he said, but our. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together, everybody, for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. He said, but our eyes is upon you. That is where the whole story ends. I don't know what to do, Lord. This situation has bugged me for years. This nightmare has been there for months or days or weeks. At this point, I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to turn to. The doctors have given up. The banks have closed up on me. Friends and family have deserted me. The enemy is within and without. But my eyes is upon thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's go to verse 17, please. Ye shall no need to fight these battles. That's another thing that God is does, that the same thing he did with the children of Israel. We skip some verses because we are hurrying through this. God start to speak to them because when they declare their fasting and start to pray and start to wait on the Lord and start to confess their inadequacy, their inability, they have no capability upon this situation, they say, but my eyes is upon the Lord. God says to them, you don't need to fight in this battle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He says, set yourself, stand ye still. Did you hear that again? Say, stand ye still. Stop fretting. Stop complaining to all your friends. Stop gossiping to everybody what you are going through. Sit still, take a stand of faith, and let your eyes be on one person and one person alone, the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You've complained to your friends for 6 years. Nothing has come out. Doesn't help. You've whined to everybody on your Facebook, whatever. It didn't get you anywhere. You've told your father, mother-in-law, whatever, friends and whatever, pastor, whatever, it didn't get you anywhere. He says, but our eyes is now upon the Lord. And the Lord says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Say again to them, oh, Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. And do not be what? Dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. That is the miracle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I've been in a situation where at a point I said, that's it. It's got to be God. And God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It has to be God and God alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and did something that is odd. They praise God in the midst of a battle, declaring that his mercy endured forever. Go to verse 22, please. The Almighty went on a war path and threw the enemies into confusion. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So shall the Lord set ambushment even over your enemies in Jesus' mighty name. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, this is a weird situation. But when God is leading you at times, the situation, your action, people cannot understand you. Say, Emmanuel, why is this thing so troubling and you are relaxed? Why are you doing it this way instead of that way? Why don't you take the advice? I say, I've done it all. It has to be God at this point. And God said to them, go into the battle, but only do something really weird. You know, when you're going to a battle, you maybe hide to go behind the enemy. You plan your way. You strategize. You do this and do that. But say, no. Good people that will praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That shows you that when you start praising God in the midst of your situation, when you remove your eyes from yourself, when you remove your eyes from people, when you remove your eyes from your situation and circumstances, and start praising the Lord, then the Lord will give you victory in Jesus' name. Say, Paul and Silas, when they knew that nothing can break them out of that jail, the power of confession or whatever they have done with the Roman doesn't work, he said, they start praying, say, Paul and Silas, they praise, they sang, and the Holy Spirit come down. That bars of iron, that pillar, the post that cannot be moved by hand, he said, the angel came and shake it to the foundation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The jailer came and saw the havoc that was done, the gate thrown open, everything. He drew his sword and wanted to kill them. So I said, do yourself no harm. We are still here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He quickly took them to his house, fed them, washed their wound, and said, tell me about that you are God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they were converted unto the Lord. Because in the midst of their situation, they gave glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which came up against Judah, and they were smitten. Say in the name of Jesus, my troubles, the Lord will set ambushment against you in Jesus' name. My problem that has been piling up and I don't know where to go, the Lord will set ambushment against them in the name of Jesus. If it is people that have gathered against you and you have tried to make up the situation and you walked and walked because they did not recognize you are trying to walk, the Lord will set ambushment over them in Jesus' mighty name. Do you know what is called ambushment? It's when you are walking by and the angels are sneak up to you with unannounced and cut down the enemy. So what did God do? He put confusion. He did what? He put confusion. Now there are three nations that came. They came against one country. But then the people that you are coming start praising God and jumping and say, what is going on here? How can they be so dumb to be praising God? I didn't even see them with armors or whatever, guns. But you know what? The children of Ammon, and they turned and started fighting and killing one another. Have you ever had the deliverance like that? Say, blessed be the name of Jesus. Say, blessed be the name of Jesus. Say, blessed be the name of Jesus. Have you ever been in a situation whereby two people that are ganged out against you turn and start fighting among themselves? I have witnessed that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Have you ever been in a situation whereby people have made allegations against you, and when it comes to the time for them to testify against you, they testify against themselves? That is the power of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God will set ambushment against them. But what did he say? Fear not, stand still, and you shall see the salvation of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Like we discussed this morning, in 1 Corinthians 10:12, don't worry, we're not going to read it. Let him that think he standeth take heed, lest he fall. I'm just going to warn you about that before we go to finishing up this morning. In other words, don't think that you are all that when you take a stand in faith. That is where some people become too arrogant. When you take a stand in faith, be humble about it. Do not disdain around people around you. Just make them to understand that I've taken a stand in the Lord, and that is where I'm standing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says our capability to stand has everything to do with God and nothing to do with our ability. You can't cross that Jordan or that Red Sea on your own until God says so, or you will drown. As a word of warning, don't be proudful. Do not jump into the River Jordan until he has parted the way for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Or that Red Sea. Wait for God. Amen. Recognize your inadequacy and make God your only hope. And wait till your change comes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what Job says. When his own was wailing, friends came, Abisha, Abihu, or whatever they came, say, giving the wife, say, dude, kill curse God and die. Didn't curse God. Friends are coming to console him at the time of his trial. But instead of consoling him, they added fuel to the fire. He is fighting a war outside against the power of darkness. And the friends who were supposed to be friends were becoming more problem than any other thing. His family turned away from him. Everybody was against him. It looks like God has turned his back on him. Remember the message we prayed when it looks like God's back is turned. But at a point, Job started to confess, say, I will wait, amen, until my change comes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is taking a stand of faith. I will wait. I will no more panic. I will no more get frustrated. I will no more be fearful. I will stand still. I will wait in faith until my change comes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read one more scripture. Then we stand on our feet. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 to 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 to 17. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, amen, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to do what? Stand. 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will not explain this in detail. If you don't understand these five, what it means to stand. The Bible says, having done all to stand, and taking that stand, you start to elaborate on things you need to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet, everybody. That is our all. When we're able to take the shield of faith. Taking a stand does not necessarily mean doing nothing, but to completely rely on God's guidance and not in your own ability. To stand means going into your rest in the midst of troubles. It is taking a stand of faith and refusing to be moved. It is taking a cue from David when he was faced with his Goliath. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When all Israel was panicking, he took a stand. He said, "These uncircumcised Philistines, who are you to go against the armies of the living God?" He didn't direct it at himself. He put God in the fight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Daniel's in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. These are people that all took a stand, refusing to back down, believing God that is able to deliver. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Time first me to give my own testimony. I will just say one of them quickly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No, there are several instances God has delivered me. One of those instances, I was labeled a thief. And if I was found to be a thief, I would be deported where I was. I didn't have any paper. I don't have green card, nothing. It was a terrible situation. Everybody in the company believed me to have stolen. And the circumstances, if I have time to give you details, it looks like I actually stole the stuff. It was a diamond, ring. I do architectural design. And when with somebody to go measure a property in the house, a mansion, a rich man house, they opened the door and left. And went there to measure with another person. The person I went with, he smokes a lot, so he goes outside to smoke, and I'm left there measuring. I'm finishing, going to the office the next day. Police came in. They are looking for who? Me. What did I do? They called me into the boss office. The place you measured yesterday, a diamond ring that cost a lot of money was gone. I don't have much money. I was still new. I don't have a dime to my name. Everything was just not working out. I told them I didn't steal it. I didn't take anything. But a black man, the only black man in the company, I think, or two of us, in a big company. And we don't know you. We just hired you about a few weeks ago. And you went with somebody who had been in the company for years and years. Very dependable guy. I never thought for a second that the guy stole it. He's a good person. So the only person who could have stolen it is me. I don't have paper, a criminal offense like that. I'm facing deportation. It's not just that, but waking up to go to work every day. I can't quit. I can't be fired because they're still investigating. So I have to go to work. But when I'm passing any of our staff, each one will just go like this. The other one will go like that. They don't even want to see me, smell me, or touch me because I am a thief. I fretted about it for weeks. Then one day I said, Lord, you have been my help and my shield. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My hiding place. In every situation, you have always made a way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I went to work. I started worrying about them. One Nigerian, a good friend of mine now, wasn't then. And another guy that's there, he doesn't even want to talk to me. The boss, you know, it's like it's a shame to them that they send somebody to go do something and they stole it. It's affected the whole company. But they set a trap for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When your enemy set a trap for you, do not be worried. That may be a way of escape. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So they went to these places. Where's that places you go and sell jewelry? If you have ring, you don't have money. Go and, what they call them? What? Pawn shop, yes. They went to the pawn shop in that city, every one of them, and gave them my picture. When you see this man, this black man, when he's going to come and say, not that it's when, not if, but when. You arrest him. You call us. So he went on and on and on. Then one day they came to this thing, walked in again, and my boss called me and said, you are cleared. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, how am I cleared? They say, you know that girl that opened the door for you? A daughter of the house. Adopted from childhood. She is the one that stole the diamond ring. And then she went to pawn house to sell it. They already showed the picture of everything. So that's how they caught her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I grew 2 inches taller. Everybody in the office want to compensate and be friendly with me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some even want to take me to lunch. They were so nice, you can't believe it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I lay some people to Christ in that place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 To God be the glory. When you are in a situation where you are all is not sufficient, then put your trust in the rock that never fails. Saying, on the solid rock I stand. All other ground is but sinking sand. If you are here this morning, You have a situation, we only have a few minutes. Don't dwaddle. We have situation that has delayed and tarried, and you've done it all, you give it all. And it doesn't seem that anything is happening. And you're at a point you can join with me and say, my eyes is unto you, O Lord. There's two people that should be in church this today. How people miss their miracle is beyond me. This person came to me last week. And something that has tarried for 2 years is a dead end. We spoke on Wednesday. You told me you don't believe it. After 2 years, after you spoke to me, after you prayed with me, I got a call for the first time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they are giving me a hope for solution. I said, be in the church. We pray with you today for God to advance you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another person last 2 weeks. See how people miss what God has in store for them. If you are in here this morning and you have a situation that has waited for too long, please step out here. We pray with you right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you have a situation that have been there and you have tried all you can and there is no way out and you are ready to say, my eyes is on you, O Lord. Amen. My eyes is on the Lord, not upon Emmanuel, not upon any person. Step out front. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't be ashamed. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All the ground is sinking sand. All the ground is sinking sand. Say on Christ. Only rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground. The sinking sand, oh Lord, the ground is sinking sand. Anna, come on. Hallelujah. Start praying, start telling the Lord that my eyes is on you, O Lord. Hold your husband's hand. Start telling the Lord that my eyes is on you, Lord. That this Egyptian that has been in my life, I shall see it no more. Raise your voice and speak unto the Lord. Tell him that he's God of miracle. The Lord that is able to send ambushment against all the devices of the enemy. The Lord that is able to do it for Daniel, for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Lord that did it for Joshua. The Lord that did it for Emmanuel. The Lord that he did it for his people in the days of old. The same Jesus Christ. He changed not. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. And he is the same forever. He changed not. With him there is no changing of person. With him there is no turning around. There is no shadow of doubt. If God says he, so shall he be. Lord, your children are standing here this morning. They have faced situation in their life. They face circumstances in their life that has been there, that has troubled them, that has troubled them, that has been a source of waking up and thinking about it. From today, in the name of Jesus, I command them to stand still. I command them to be at rest. I command them to be at rest in the name of Jesus until their change comes. Lord Jehovah God, when the enemy will come with his doubt, with his gainsaying, Lord, I refuse it on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord Jehovah, you are God that is able to do it. You say, do not fear. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Shout with me, everybody. Stand still and see the salvation of God in my life. 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 Even in the name of Jesus. Lord, grant your daughter her request. Even as she stood still on behaving you. Father, grant her. even the request. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I rebuke the enemy. I rebuke the power of evil. I rebuke the enemy that has been at work. Father Jehovah God, even as they stand at this hour, I impact upon them the anointing of God, the power of God, to be able to stand still and yield unto your will and yield unto your power. In Jesus' name, Satan, you must have no hold in this family again. Every person that has been at work, that has been a source of confusion, a disorder in their life, may the Lord send ambushment in their own house in the name of Jesus. Unless they repent and turn unto the Lord. If they do not, they shall not bring asunder what God have joined together. Have mercy upon them, Lord, and show them mercy. And show them mercy. Grant us wisdom. Grant our Jehovah God the purity of a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name, let peace be in your home. Father, I believe your daughter, Lord. In Jesus' name. Father, that pain in the leg. Father Jehovah God, that source of trouble. Father Lord, at this hour, rise in Jesus' name. Rise in Jesus' name. Be a man of war for my sister, Lord. She has been a blessing to me, a great blessing to me. Lord, render to her even hundredfold at this hour. In Jesus' name, leave the burden, Lord. Let every work of the enemy, let it be vanquished in this life. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your daughter is standing here believing you for something. Lord, I believe with her. Jehovah God, even this thing that have tarried, that have waited, and she is at this point looking unto you and say, my eyes is on the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, do it for her, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we hear a testimony. Amen. I can guarantee Amen. You that. In the name of Jesus, Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I give you glory. Let your name be exalted in this hour, Lord. Father, you are God that changeth not. I am the Lord, says the Lord. I change not. I have spoken to you, and now you hear me. And speaking to you, says the Lord, I will do it. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, go believe in daughter. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, Father, Lord, I praise you for your daughter, Lord. Let your beauty and holiness manifest on her life. Father, raise your hand, sister. Raise your hand and say, blessed be the name of the Lord, because God is able. Start praising him. Start giving him glory. Start looking over the situation. Do not even put it in the... Do not worry about it. Stand still and see the salvation of God, which the Lord has wrought in your life and in your family. In that situation, the Lord is glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, be glorified. Your daughter, Lord, is standing. For years, this situation has been there. But Father, you are God. You never change. You remain the same. Now grant her to walk with you, Lord, even in fear of the Lord. Let her take admonition and stand in your power and in your grace. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for your daughter. Blessed be thy name. Lord, you are Father that changeth not. You say, oh Lord, my salvation is with me. Hallelujah. And the Lord has lifted you. You will not be pulled down again. Those people that pull you down, you shall not be pulled down again. In your mind, forgive them. Just forgive them in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, grant her forgiveness. Grant her the grace to forgive in Jesus' precious name. Sister, I don't know you, but now I'm telling you by the word of the Lord. Just forgive them and you shall see the salvation of God in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I bless you at this hour. Touch your son, Lord. He's been a blessing to me and to many of us. In Jesus' name, whatever mountain that standing before you, know today that Egyptian you see, you shall not see them anymore. In Jesus' mighty name, it's time for victory in your life. And that victory is come in the name of Jesus. Mama, God bless you. You shall prosper. You shall do well. And the Lord is with you. And the Lord will keep you. Your children and grandchildren, the Lord watch over them and watch over you also and make you healthy and fit in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Is there any situation impossible with me? Said the Lord. Said no. Even the heart of iron, the Lord is able to melt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now see God melt every heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What you couldn't do, the Lord has done it. And to him be the glory. The Lord has done it. Father, I bless you, Lord. Thank you for my dear sister. God bless you, sister. God bless you. The Lord has raised an arm of salvation on your behalf, and his name shall be glorified. Fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of God in Jesus' precious name. God bless you, sister. God bless you. You've been a blessing to me and others. Just as you've been a blessing to me and many people here, the Lord, the Most High God, let him favor you in the name of Jesus. Let him grant the petition and the desires of your heart. Whatever it is you present for him this day, it shall not go unanswered. He has answered and it is done. I believe God with all my heart. Just as you've been a succor to many, let the Lord be a succor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, I bless you, our Father. I give you the glory. I give you the glory. Keep praising the Lord. Father, we make a way. And when he makes a way, it shall be so sudden that you'll just be amazed at the goodness of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All the ground is sinking. The praise team, please, if you can come up. All the ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Prepare your offering, please, if you have anything to give. Yes. Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking sand. Say, oh, Christ, the solid rock I stand. Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking sand. Oh, Lord, the ground is sinking sand.